I'd been fascinated by the simplicity and power of the Molotov cocktail during those days in Newark, he writes in his autobiography. Hayden hoped that with the use of violence, the New Left could create liberated territories in the ghettos and campus enclaves and use them to export revolution to the rest of the United States. At a 1967 panel discussion with leading New York intellectuals, Hannah Arendt lectured Hayden about his defense of bloody insurrection. He snapped in response, "You may put me in the position of a leper, but I say a case can be made for violence in the peace movement." At the Columbia occupation, Hayden explained that the protests were just the start of bringing the war home. Echoing Che Guevara's chant of 2, 3, many Vietnams, Hayden called for 2, 3, many Columbias. One of the most illuminating symptoms of left-wing revolutionary movements is their tendency to blur the difference between common crime and political rebellion. The brown shirts beat up storekeepers, shook down businessmen, and vandalized property, rationalizing all of it in the name of the movement. Left-wing activists still refer to the LA riots as an uprising, a rebellion. A similar moral obtuseness plagued the movement in the 1960s. "The future of our struggle is the future of crime in the streets," declared Hayden. The only way to revolutionize youth, he explained, was to have a series of sharp and dangerous conflicts, life and death conflicts, in the streets. Hayden was no doubt inspired by, and inspiring to, the Black Panthers, who regularly staged ambushes of police in the streets. At the 1968 Democratic National Convention demonstrations in Chicago, his co-organizer, Rennie Davis, implored the crowd, "Don't vote. Join us in the streets of America. Build a national liberation front for America." Hayden was put on trial for his incitement of violence in Chicago. In June 1969, he pronounced on the need to expand our struggle to include a total attack on the courts. Hayden was a moderate, according to Mark Rudd, the leader of the so-called Action faction of the SDS. Rudd, who organized the Columbia Rebellion, was born to a middle-class Jewish family in New Jersey, and his parents hardly encouraged his behavior. When he called his father to explain that he took a building from the president of Columbia University, his father replied, "Then give it back to him." Rudd's preferred rallying cry at the time was, "Up against the wall, motherfucker," which he used on teachers and administrators with abandon. "Perhaps nothing upsets our enemies more than this slogan," he explained. To them, it seemed to show the extent to which we had broken with their norms, how far we had sunk to brutality, hatred, and obscenity. Great. The term, he explained, clarified that the administrators, faculty, and police who opposed the radicals were our enemies. Liberal solutions, restructuring, partial understandings, compromise, are not allowed anymore. The essence of the matter is that we are out for social and political revolution, nothing less. Rudd eventually joined the Weathermen, who, out of deference to the female terrorists in the group, soon changed their name to the Weather Underground, though they sometimes went by the moniker the Revolutionary Youth Movement. In 1970, the group declared a state of war against the United States of America and commenced a campaign of terrorist attacks. Rudd took the position that the best way to foment revolution was to target military installations, banks, and policemen.